Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Darked Out Skill Ball Podcast. It's your boys, Jesse,
Tony,
Alex.
We're here to share our thoughts and hopefully provide some insight on some Guild Ball topic. I've been playing Guild Ball for about a year now. I think I passed the year mark maybe a month or so ago. I started when Alex started. He got me into the game December of 2018, around there.
Hated the game.
It took some doing getting me into the game.
Here, take my blacksmiths.
Yeah, I started with blacksmiths. I don't want to play with them. And the hunters. It was a good time. Yeah. But it took some doing getting into the game. But eventually, I fell in love with the mechanics of the game, and I've been playing ever since. It's my first miniatures game. I play butchers mainly. I like hitting things, and I like hitting things hard. Big numbers are a lot of fun.
A true Chicago area boy. Bots, baby.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at in the game right now. Tony, what's going on with you?
Tony Ducktone, our resident mortician player. That's some creepy. I kind of had a background of like Warhammer and different GW style games growing up. And then my buddy Sean's like, oh shit, if you like that. Imagine if you do all the stuff you tried to consistently. I'll check that. So played a game of that. Instantly was like, yep, this is my new. And I started just a little bit after you.
How long was Sean playing?
Season 3, I think.
Like, okay. So, you were living with him, so he was like, hey, play this game.
I don't even think I was living with him at that point yet. I think I had just moved back down. I was staying with Omar at that time.
Okay.
Just moved back down from Green Bay. And, I was like, this game is pretty cool. I mean, obviously, I knew there was a lot to unravel, and, it's not like you just figure it all out the first time, unless you're Matt, our area savant.
Yeah, Guild Ball has that aspect where it's just kind of like that one moment all kind of clicks, and you just get hooked.
So, I actually started with Rat Catchers, because I'm a glutton for punishment like that, and I just like the spooky shit, and I don't care how much it hurts. And, because I was waiting on resin morticians, which never came. Yeah. I went through blacksmiths and got a bunch of hunters. And I think I finally came back around. I'm like, got to get morts. And it's originally an obulus player, but scalpel's my girl.
Scalpel's better.
She's better.
Scalpel's my girl. Yeah, she's where morts are at right now if we're trying to have that edge. So no pun intended.
There you go.
So... yeah, and I don't know, I'm kind of the resident control player, I guess, from our group here, our podcast, and I think I just always kind of liked having a say in what my opponent was doing. Like, yeah, you can do that, but I'm going to put my caveat on that. Yeah, right.
Did you play, like, in the other game, like, the other games that you mentioned, did you play, like, control style, or did you play,
no, like, actually, else? Like, when I started actually with Magic, and I played, like, green-black, or like red, you know, like kind of aggro, big stuff, a little bit of control. But like blue was always like, that's dumb to me, I don't know. And then Chaos through 40K and Warhammer Fantasy Battles and like Undead and stuff. I just like the creepy shit.
So yeah, I don't like that.
Really, that's what it was. I was like, these are my fucking guys. Because like I played that one game with Sean and he's like, all right, like troll through the teams and tell me what you think you like. And I like kept getting hung up on morts. So I was like, yeah, maybe hunters. Fucking morts, though, man. Damn, that's my jam. So the rest is history, I guess. Just got my Pierce badge. Ooh, spooky boy.
Boy. Yeah. Official spooky
so,
boy.
Yeah. So that's me. Alex here. Alex Wetstein. I started a little before Jesse, so 2018, right before Second Wind, I think October. I had bought the kickoffs box for like $20 at my local store just for the minis. I was like, this is a cool football game. Opened up the rules and I was like, I'm not learning this at all. No way. And then I saw Andy Welton putting on a demo, and I came over and played it, and I must have been, I don't know, a half hour in. I was like, this is my game. I'm playing it. And from then on, I was in. I was like, okay, let's figure out what team I'm gonna get. And I was looking at Fishermen at first, and I was like, no, okay, people were sort of convincing me to play something that was like a little more flexible. Don't pigeonhole yourself into the goal scoring game, even though as someone who played soccer for like 10 years, I was like super into that. I I played with the Hunters for a while. I went to second win. That was my first tournament. Like, I only played a month. I got my butt kicked there. And then kind of moved over into other guilds and found my place in Fish. And, like, ever since then, it's just been goals, 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 goals.
Why do you like to score goals?
Because I don't have to think about the other half of the game, which is killing people.
Why is winning good?
No, I don't know. I feel like I have this, like, the way my brain works, it's just like I have these, like, angles and I can be quiet about it. So I can be like, okay, I know that I have 10 inches to go, and I charge and I can get a dodge, and then I'm, like, within range, and, like, I just have the mental capacity to do that, as opposed to, like, walking up and hitting someone. And, like, I don't need to know about your models as much either. Like, I don't need to know that you have, like, 16 boxes of health.
Yeah, just the counter.
I just don't care, because I'm just going to charge in. I'm going to dodge off of you. I'm going to get the ball or whatever, and then I'm going to shoot a goal, and, like, it's over. Like, I get my 4 points instead of your two, whatever, I don't care.
You played that one Magic deck in the group games that we did, and it was all about thinking about your turn on your opponent's turn.
Yeah.
And then just flash. Going and just doing something really quickly on your turn, and then, I mean, granted, goal runs can sometimes take a long time and a lot of planning, but as long as the board state doesn't drastically change, you can kind of plan out a goal run ahead of time and then just make it happen.
Yeah, and like, the thing about, like, Fish specifically for me is, like, there's so many angles of attack, so you can always be like, it's like, I forget where I heard this, but, like, a lot of, like, assassination runs, so you're just setting up your assassination runs. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and that's so a war machine thing.
You just wait, like, it's like Eldar or something, I don't know, elves, I don't know, whatever. Gotcha. Somebody said something about
something
it,
warm hordes. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like setting up those sort of attack routes and, like, always sort of having options to, like, flex those routes.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I do play Corsair a lot as my fallback, mostly because I feel like it's a better game to take people out, and, like, newer people that don't know Corsair really get,
oh yeah, if you don't know what Corsair is all about, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, there's, I'd say probably, like, I don't know, like 60% of the time I play somebody that I walk Corsair up and I legendary their 5-0 and, like, shoot them off the pitch, and they're like, I didn't know Corsair could do that. I'm like, I kind of told you, but sorry. Like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, I hear ya. He comes with his own baggage, that's right. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I think we should talk about why we like. I guess for me, competing is just, it was never really something that I saw myself doing. I've never really been a competitive-minded person with any games that I played, just because I've always, like, been, like, okay at every game that I played.
That surprises me.
Yeah, I'm just bright weird.
Yeah.
I'm just not a super competitively-minded person. I like to just really have fun for the most part.
I wonder if I'm just throwing this out here. Is this because I push you?
No, not really.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I pushed your buttons more than anybody else.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah. I mean, I've definitely gotten a little tilted sometimes playing. And, you know, I mean, now that I'm in the competitive scene, like, I definitely have that strive to get better. And, like, I see you and Tony and Sean doing all kinds of crazy shit on the pitch. And I'm like, so, you know, it pushes me to keep up with you guys. And because, you know, we're on Longshanks and there are, like, numbers associated with how good we are.
Known measurements.
You know, yeah, you know, it's just something that's always kind of on the mind. But, you know, I like to compete because I've been playing this game, and the more I've played this game and the more time I've dedicated to it and the more I've thought about it, I can feel myself, like, getting better. And I don't really want to do something that I can't, like, get better at. And with this, I can, you know, kind of look back to certain points where things have clicked, you know, execute things better, you know, thinking about the game in kind of broader sense, you know, board positioning, activation, or, you know, influence and resource management and allocation.
Yeah, except for that vet boar time where you just,
except,
like,
for that one vet boar time where I just threw influence on the pitch,
did whatever you wanted,
and I won every single time, and it was weird.
Off every single game
triggered.
But yeah, I don't know. And broke the competitive scene, from what I've seen so far, has been incredibly fun, and the people are awesome, and I've made a lot of friends, and I've been able to travel to cool locations. We just got drunk in a church a little bit ago. That was pretty cool, down in Iowa.
Yeah.
Shout out Dan White.
two out of three of us.
Yeah. And then I had to drive
home. Shout out to the Iowooks.
Yeah, it's just, I've enjoyed my time in the competitive scene.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I tend to agree with a lot of that. I tended to be a middling Warhammer player at best. Like, I would research it on that level, on the competitive side, but just kind of fall short because I couldn't keep up with the power creep buy-in. Like, I'm a pretty slow painter, at least I was at that time, and I couldn't seem to get anything painted before the fucking next meta would draft it. I was left on my ass. So, yeah, I don't know. It's got a good depth to the game, honestly, and it's rewarding because you're just constant as a player and growing your knowledge of the game.
Yeah, I felt spending some time just thinking about things. Like, you can sometimes make that come, you know, fruition on the pitch, and you just kind of think about it, and you're able to execute it, see how it works. I think time spent thinking about this game is good for your time.
For sure.
I think it pays
off. And it helps enrich the especially rest of my life. You know,
when you're bored at work, when I'm bored at work, I'm thinking about Guild Ball.
Exactly.
So
it's a good filler, you know.
Even when I'm not bored at work, I'm thinking about that's probably not okay.
Right. Well, you know, it's not like every dream is about it, so you spend some time away from Guild Ball, it's fine.
We've all had those
Guild Ball. He gives me the look like you don't know that.
I mean, my wife was gone for a week and I played every day. Pretty much. I think I had one day where I was playing a different miniatures game and then another day where there was no one to play with, but I would have.
So not your fault. Yeah.
So I should be on Vassal just playing every hour of the day.
Right. Gotta get those reps in.
You get phone Vassal? Is that a thing?
You'd be Ooh.
Ooh, there you go.
$1 million idea.
You'd be on it.
Well, there's that like web-based one that somebody's developing. That looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But yeah, on a not like personal measurement side of competing, I like the like networking and like just Second Wind alone, we met some cool people all over the Midwest and US, but also all over the world, honestly.
Well, the big thing is like to get together. You know, shout out to Stefan, Troy, and Zach and Max. That we're all like becoming like Guild Ball buddies and like we're kind of close now, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, we've been to several tournaments with each other and only become friends, and they're really cool guys, and you know, we get along and we're pretty tight,
right?
And we got a good thing going, I think, of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think that's
a
good time to kind of bring in like our triumvirate, where we all, because we were showing up at these tournaments together, we decided, why don't we just like do a round robin kind of, you know, or like a potluck where we all bring something to the year as far as tournaments.
Well, and you guys went up there to just hang out with them for a little while.
Yeah,
right?
That's actually pretty close to where I had just moved back from.
Sure.
So I was going up to see family and friends. I'm like, shit, Zach, what are you doing? Why don't I just swing by? I'll get a couple games. And I mean, he played Mortz pretty heavily at that time too. So, you know, natural spooky boy connection. And he's, you know, they're just cool guys anyways and easy to hang out with and play. So.
Yeah, and I'm all about that. Like drawing people together. Like I just want more people to play.
Right. Yeah. You brought the Discord to the table, and now we're all just like spitballing back and forth and just talking.
I'm in there all the time. Yeah. It's like me and Stefan and like Max. I'd say like 75%. It's like it's ridiculous. Like I talk to those guys every day now. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's cool. And that's kind of like I think Dan White was talking about that on the pitch too, where it's like, dude, I can just show up somewhere I've never been, run into somebody I've never actually met, and just have this cold-ass connection with them right away.
Yeah.
Give me, you know, give me some nugs. Like.
Well, Monica and I are talking about going to Europe, and I'm kind of like contemplating just like.
Just go by yourself.
I'll playing play some Guild Ball games.
WTC on this. Like,
you can visit the Eiffel Tower. I'll go play Guild Ball with Pierre. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That sounds like a good vacation where everybody wins. Promise.
I mean, you could come along if you want, but.
Right.
She's got a good Brewers game right here.
It's been a while. That was, I mean, that was good because I learned a lot, right? Yeah. Like, that was, she was the first one I played with. So this is my wife, Monica. First person I played with her like every weekend. And we're like looking through the rule book. I didn't know anything about anything.
I'm sure she loved every second.
She's pretty competitive. So, and I am too. And we're both really stubborn. And the problem is like she doesn't necessarily, remember the rules every time, and I would get kind of frustrated because that's my bad.
Come on now.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That I could do that.
We never would have met all these cool people if we hadn't been playing this game. So that's for a huge part of why we compete.
So Alex, for me specifically, like that's, I feel like that's like my driving factor. Like I don't think I'd be playing this if this community didn't have a competitive scene. I just don't, because like, and all the painting and all the like the flair, like I wouldn't put as much effort in if I didn't see people and could do this. Like even if we just played like a local meta, I think that would be,
each other's flames basically.
It'd be okay, but I wouldn't be as into it as I am now with the like carrot on the stick of like of big events that are coming, yeah. Right? Like I am going to get better for Second Wind and I'm going to have a painted team for Second Wind. And I'm going to have, you know, like those milestones are why I keep playing.
Yeah, there's always something to drive at.
Right. I played like games like World of Warcraft and stuff. So like that kind of, that's the same mentality. Like I played that game for the carrot on the stick and like to like flex. Right. And like this game progresses slower. Right. Cause you're not getting as much feedback as often because you're playing one game like every week or two games every week. So like it stretches out a lot longer. This is like the longest I've ever played anything in my life. Like for me to be in this game for a year plus is like crazy.
Precedent.
Yeah. Cause I don't, you know, with like video games, I don't like World of Warcraft. I'll play for like 3 months at the most and I'm done. But this game I'll play every day and like I'm improving. And then if I lose, then
I quit. And if you get bored, you play a different team for a little while.
I lose and I'm like, order sucks. Like I've won five games in a row, but I lose one and they're terrible.
To win 12-6.
Well, our game yesterday, I just concede right away because I'm like, I miss a pass and then I miss another pass on turn two that like gives me a goal run. And I'm like, I guess I'm done with the game.
Yeah, you get very discouraged. And that's why we kind of have to like reel you back in. It's like, all right, sorry, bud, we'll throw you a life raft. Just get back in here. Yeah, get back on your horse.
Well, maybe that's my tactic.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I'm trying to
feel bad for you and we don't play as well.
Secret's out.
I mean, no, I'm not going
to. Speaking of big events, I guess we can't really speak to too many details.
Tell us about it.
But we can do a teaser. Yes. Pray tell. What's this event? we're playing in a nice little brewery tournament probably right around May.
End of May.
So
yep, that's the thought.
I'm still working out some details, but we went to check out the space today, and it's friggin' sweet.
Yeah. So, brewery.
Yeah, it's a nice space. They got food. Real good beer.
Don't sound too enthusiastic. Beer.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Yeah, nice outside space. So hopefully it'll be warm in May.
Yeah, it opens up.
So details coming soon.
Yeah, details nice coming soon. Coming we're still working on it.
It's pretty cool. We'll see how that goes, but just then a little teaser. Stay tuned.
We more got
details
our,
to follow.
Our triumphant on February 22nd running at Noble Knight Games in Fitchburg.
Yes, that bodes well. That's already filling up pretty good. What are we, like
15, something like that.
I haven't checked in a couple days, so am I hoping to get some of the Iowa guys to come up, guilt trip them because we came down there.
Yeah, true.
And they didn't come
up. And Dan missed Milwaukee.
They didn't come up for the
milk. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, they didn't come up.
Snow happens, so does shit.
That's true. The weather was pretty crappy.
Yeah,
we're at 14 currently.
Okay, but I think we still have a couple holdouts that aren't locked in. But either way, bodes well. Good,
a good 3-round event.
Good show up coming.
Good 4 rounds. So we can talk about where Wisconsin stands, kind of where our meta is in terms of what everybody plays, kind of how everybody plays, and kind of how it like shapes our perception of when we look at the game. In the Madison area, we probably have a good.
Yeah,
ish.
I haven't seen a couple of them in a little while.
Yeah, some of them are a little more on and off, but we definitely have a good core group of, you know, 6-7 people We have every team available to us in the area.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. No problem.
Tony's over here scooping up guilds like they're going out of style.
No, Andy's
Andy
been
has
the,
all of them.
Andy
so.
Has everything.
Andy's been the
he's the man
scribe.
But we have you know, we have us three. You know, I play butchers. Tony plays morticians. Alex plays fish. We have a union player,
which is actually like really cool. Like, I don't know
yeah, we
why.
We got some dark horses around here.
And then we all play, you know, secondary guilds. Like, I play farmers and brewers. Tony, you play, like...
Oh, God. Hunters, engineers, yeah. And their associated miners.
Oh, I wanted to add something. Just this is another brewers. Reason I really like fish, is because none of you guys play goal-scoring teams, and that's kind of my niche. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I like to hit Andy people. Plays miners. So... But Andy plays everything, so that's
yeah, well, we're all over here creeping.
For a long
you played
time.
Butchers before.
I played butchers before, but my miners, that's all.
Right. He's been playing miners since they came
that's
out.
That's true.
I feel like I'm Zerg. Have you guys played StarCraft? Zerg just like creeping into everything.
Is that
slowly.
Just because of the aesthetic that you're a dwarf and like you're trying?
I hope that was a beard joke and not a height joke.
It was a beard joke.
Because we don't
joke.
Height shame on this show,
it's,
sir.
It's both things. I am short, fat, and got a
blonde
beard.
Can it be both?
I love the miners.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have a lot of different people playing a lot of different games, and it's cool to see everybody kind of dabbles in different styles, but we do have a lot of different teams going on here. And it gives
well, that's how it started, at least for me. I was like, well... We don't have this player or this player, and if we're going to play on some sort of semi-serious level, then I feel like we should at least get a look at this team. And, you know, the Facebook Marketplace and some of the like buy and sell resources have been pretty good for that, where whether it's people where their meta's dying and they're getting out of the game or they're getting into the new resins or whatever, it's... You know, for our benefit.
Yeah,
the way
then,
I saw
and then
it,
if
so.
You don't want it, then hopefully we can get somebody into the game and then pass it off.
Yeah, that's
to
what
them.
Happened for Matt. I had picked up the Alchemist because they were cheap and had like some
Alchemist.
Steppers and stuff. And then it came around to he's like, "Well,
I
was kind of
looking
at this
broken.
Team,
I guess I'll play this team."
Yeah. No, he actually doesn't want to play him because of that.
Stumble into the most broken thing in the game right now.
Yeah, that was like vet bore for Jesse. He's like, "I'm sorry, the team that I love has the biggest broken stick in the game." My bad.
And I was like, "Oh, this guy's really good,
man." That
We'll play him.
That pissed me off so much. I was
yeah,
so
but he
mad.
Doesn't even want to play him because he's like, this guy's getting hit with the nerf bat so hard.
Anymore.
I don't even
do,
want to get good at him.
Just as a side note, I kind of want to play old V-Bor and see how good I am into it, just to see like how good I am relative to like when I was playing back then.
Yeah I don't. Looking cool. back, I don't feel like that was that scary where I'm at. No.
I don't want to get into it. You're gonna trigger me, and it's not gonna be good.
I'm not trying.
Like, I've gotten over the Alchemist thing. I know that fish are like the Alchemists are like their worst matchup right now.
Right.
But like
that was Butchers for Morts, I felt like for a while there. I was like, Jesus, come on.
I still feel like it takes a little more skill than V-Bor, but whatever.
No question. Well, that was the thing that made him so broken was he was so ridiculously easy to play.
I want to be clear.
Dig reflected.
Gave him a bunch of movement and said kill something. From
I don't think
away.
The Midas plan is hard, but I don't think it was as easy as V-Bor just standing in the middle and like giving everybody a million attacks and momentum.
I think Kami adds a lot of like subtle unthanked help to that game.
But that's
okay. That I'm like... beginner player maybe isn't utilizing the same way like Johnny does or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I digress.
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do.
Yeah, so I don't know. The Madison meta is, I think, growing. It's definitely winter, and we've had some people more interested in playing games for the winter because it's cold outside. And, you know, we have a couple of really strong neighboring metas, you know, the Oshkosh and Appleton guys and the Milwaukee guys.
For sure.
You know, it's good to have those neighbors. And then Chicago's, you know, 2 hours south.
Yeah, Chicago and Iowa. Iowa is a big meta, too.
Yo,
shout out to
Iowa, for sure.
Yeah.
They got a lot going on.
Yeah, those
there.
Guys have been helping us, at least me personally, like, coming up and... kind of not that they're being bullies, but they're kind of like the big guys in the room. It's like that's who you're measuring up to. You're trying to at least give them a good game or whatever, even if you don't win.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like encouraging where it's like, oh, we got to get better before those guys come back, and then we'll show them. You know, even if we don't. but yeah, I feel like we have a pretty balanced meta. It's
we're a little spoiled.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like,
right.
We're surrounded by good metas.
Right. Right. So that's kind of where, you know, we look at the game and, you know, I'm on Gubs and I see, you know, sometimes the doom and gloom. It's not very often, but it does come up every now and then. Yeah. The game might be dying. And I can definitely see that in some areas.
Yeah.
Some metas might be struggling, which is why I do feel spoiled because we do have such a strong meta.
For sure.
And, you know.
But I feel like we can take some responsibility for that too, because.
Definitely. We worked, you know, on this, like, meta. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we.
I've personally gotten a couple people into the game, whether it's casually or tournament minded, mm-hmm. you know, in the year that I've been playing. And not to say that I'm the best at it. I'm definitely. I just. Target audience, you know, like I saw people that I was like, you're going to fucking love this game the same way I do. Check it out.
Well, in general, if you're passionate about something, other people will see that passion for it. And
for sure.
Be, you know, there's been a couple times at Noble Night where I've seen some of the guys playing other games that are like, yeah, Guild Ball, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's really cool. But like, they're not, they haven't like we should probably reach out to them and be like, hey, are you guys interested in playing a game? Or whatever? Yeah, like,
for sure.
I don't know.
But, you know, that, I mean, we've been playing this game in public for a year now. Like, we always go to our shop when we can.
Right.
You know, Sean's awesome and lets us use his house for, you know, if we want to just, like, hang out for an afternoon, do some
drinking. Yeah, we do, like, pseudo tournaments on Saturdays.
Yep. You know, we always try and play in public, try and keep interest up. You know, people are always kind of walking by. What's this game about? You know, it's cool to just give them a quick elevator pitch.
Tuesdays at Pegasus Games with one half of the meta. Thursdays with the other half, and then Saturdays for drinking and
for us
and Guild Ball and
the boys.
Saturdays are for the boys
and Lizzie sometimes.
So yeah, we got a pretty good thing going from where we're at.
Not to get the God come, but all it takes is just one seat.
That's right.
Is you just have to have one person, and that will spread from this here wouldn't exist. If Alex probably didn't come in for a demo game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's like...
Well, I would have been playing with Sean. Right,
this is the tree that the acorn fell from.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy over here.
Yeah. And like, thinking back to that, like the one day that I came in and like...
changed your life.
No, who was in that day? It was the guy from Chicago that I can't think of. Who
Jordan?
Does the app.
Oh, Ben Lang.
Ben was there and like... I didn't know. He's like, yeah, I do the app for this. And I was like, I can help out with that. And that never went. Well, it's fine.
You're a jerk. Whatever.
But it was cool. Like you know, like right away, I already saw there were people that were passionate about the game that were there. Mm-hmm. Even though it was just Andy and two other guys, it was like, this game's cool. And it's got people that are cool and do cool stuff for it. Yeah. It's right. Cool.
Yeah. Were you a pundit at that time, Andy? Okay.
You had been playing for like a year from there, from then, right? Yeah. So season three, which as a season four player, just as a side note, looking back at season three cards, they look super good. But whatever.
Yeah, more different, toys. More bells, more whistles.
Although I did look at the season one fish cards, and they like it looks like fish have not changed for a while. Anyway.
Moving on.
Next.
So, we want to do some highlights and lowlights or whatever from Milwaukee.
From Milwaukee.
Shout out to Max's. And
yeah. Maximilian.
And the Brookfield. What was the name of that place?
Game Universe.
Yeah.
That was a
pretty nice
Game
little store.
Yeah, it was a nice
and
space.
That guy was real like accommodating. And he's like, yeah, you know, like I'm looking forward to hosting you guys more. I'd like to check the game out. And I feel like he maybe got a little bit of a false sense of what the local interest was.
Yeah, he seemed surprised at how many people were there.
But he said he played.
Yeah, he said he had played. I mean, he works there. Yeah. He's got to play.
Yeah, you got to play games.
Yeah, you got to at least know how it works. But I mean, it was a cool store. Milwaukee's about an hour from Madison where we're at. So it was shitty driving up there. There was like some snowfall the night before.
Yeah, but it was nice that it was like
it was a good time.
Hour.
On the way back, it was only an hour and it was just interstate driving. So it wasn't too bad. Yeah. Yeah, it was a cool space, nice tables nearby.
Yeah, Johnny and them brought some burgers back that were pretty sweet.
Cops.
Yum. Oh.
Cops is good.
All right, Alex, how was your round one? Who did you play round
terrible.
One?
It didn't have to be round one.
I played Soma. I played against Zach. I reluctantly thought that I was
Zach Keeson from...
Zach Keeson. Oshkosh. Or Appleton.
Fox Valley.
Yeah. And I had never played him. He had never played me, but I underestimated the game he was playing. Mm-hmm. He played Soma, but he played like a goal scoring Soma, and I played Corsair.
Tell our listeners why you underestimate him, though. He said to me in the car, he's like, well, don't you beat him half the time?
Yeah.
So,
sorry, Zach.
Take that.
I thought
underestimating me and Zach at the same time.
So, as Corsair, I was winning the game specifically by killing, but his tempo was better, like, just because he was playing the goal scoring, so his tempo was just better.
Man.
Did you kick or receive?
I kicked, because I'm Corsair.
Yeah, for sure.
So, he finished the game without me really knowing that the game was over. That's sort of like, I missed a goal run with Corsair. I underestimated the distance, and so I could have won the game there, and I didn't. So I needed two more takeouts, and he just won the game, and he was like, that's it. And I was like, okay.
Did he just shoot with goals, or did he?
He had two goals, so I had a goal. He had I had a hackback goal, basically.
Yeah.
And then he had a snapshot goal to Kami again. And then by that time, I had like 6 points or some 6 or 8 points. Mm-hmm. And then all I needed was one goal to seal it, and I just was out of reach. And he had taken out my goal scorer, and then he took out another. All I would have had to do was heal my model, and I would have been safe, but I didn't because I underestimated the whole thing. So whatever, I'm over
rookie
it.
Rookie mistake.
Hot to goes, I guess.
Yeah, it was just me underestimating him, honestly. First game.
Well, lesson learned.
Rusty, yeah, I don't know.
Sure. Schmidt happens, yeah.
Tony, what about you?
My first game was into our Milwaukee local Anthony. He's playing Union. Kicked with Vet Rage, not personally, but I mean, it was a close game. Came down to, I made a couple little mistakes that probably cost me, but I mean, he brought a good game too. The main thing was underestimating Decimate's ability to swim through that shit like Blackheart and grab the ball and jink in for a goal. Because I had done pretty much everything right except I hadn't tooled up Pelage before she went into Rage and left him on 4 hit points, so that felt real bad. And but I ended up putting, I think, Minx or somebody in the box. Hashtag VIP room, casket for the win. But, I mean, yeah, it was a close game. I lost 10-12. But then I didn't even feel bad because I think he ended up having to play like Pat and Johnny and the gauntlet of the Midwest, essentially, at least the representatives that were there. So,
yeah, no thank you.
I'll
hang out in the loser's bracket. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Like in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, splashed around the kiddie pool a little bit. So my first game was against Max, is it Weidenhaus or Wildenhaus?
Milwaukee Max.
Maximilian Wildenhaus.
He did not.
He's our Milwaukee guy. He was hosting the tournament. He kind of called me out on Discord the day before. So I answered his call and gave him the game round one. So he paired us up together. It was Miners into my Butchers. I wanted to receive so badly.
Yeah, because he did a good job of making sure that, like, none of our pocket metas were playing all of the people that we
didn't
came
play
with,
each other for
yeah,
all.
He did a good job of making sure.
He's like, I'll do what I can within the first couple rounds to make sure you're not just playing the guy you play every week and try and jazz it up.
Right.
And
if I would have driven 2 hours and played you guys for half of the tournament, I would have been like,
yeah, I'm getting tired of seeing Alex and losing by like a blonde angel hair. Come on, man. Half of it's my fault. I give in.
You didn't like losing on 1 millisecond?
Oh, God. That was a good one. Yeah, that was the first one, wasn't it? And then it was some other bonehead shit. And then, like, I forgot Pelage's freaking Grim Caress. So I think that's the model I played the most. That one hurt.
But you won't forget it again.
No. Organic Enlightenment for the win.
Exactly. All right. So, yeah. So I was playing Max. He won the roll, and he chose to receive. So I had to play Ox because I just play Ox as Butchers into Miners because they're tough enough. There's enough tough hide going around with people like Mule and Shaft.
You cut their armor.
Yeah. So he got his turn one goal. I put it on Ox and ran up to the field on turn two, legendaried and killed Mule, but Ox was kind of sitting in the middle of the pitch with the ball. So Shaft went up and got another goal. So I I killed like four people that turn, three or four people that turn. Boar was able to run up the pitch and get Fissure from full health down to zero. I mean, under the legendary, I was with, she was within six inches of Ox, so she was a 2-2, and Boar just came up and did a bunch of work. And then I kind of moved the ball up the pitch as far as I could get it. And then he was starting to come back in, and he was able to swing the ball around. My guys were kind of going up the right side of the pitch, and he was able to swing the ball left-hand side and get the final goal. But it ended 8-12 in Max's favor. Well, kudos to him.
You guys
it was a good
played
game.
Really fast, didn't you?
Like, well, yeah. I mean, that's...
That's like your game.
Yeah. I usually play to the clock, and Max was just as quick with Miners.
Oh. So, yeah, my second round was against Zach Gray. He was playing Order for the first time.
Friend Zach.
Friend Zach.
What?
Friend of the show, Zach.
He's our friend, Zach.
Cool. All right. I played, I believe I received, he kicked with Mist. He had like a goal scoring oriented team with Fangtooth as the added killing model.
Yep.
And I played Yukai thinking that I could like out goal score him, but not really realizing that he could sort of control me. In a way with Fangtooth, and he like took out Knuckles in the beginning, and it sort of went down from there. He was keeping me off the goal. And I just kind of just went downhill from like him killing Knuckles, and then from there I was just kind of.
So was that the moment you knew you were in love with Order?
It was when I played you and you asked me to play to prepare for him.
Right, because I knew he was coming. I was like, dude, I think I'm bringing Obulus. Yeah. Now I've been like soloing Scalpel for like the last 6 months.
Playing Yukai and Corsair for so long now that like I don't know. It felt kind of refreshing to get like a goal scoring team that can also like flex to kills and be okay doing that.
Right,
like
in the same lineup,
you got a goal with Brisket and now the ball of light is somewhere else because Brisket died and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to fight you and you can do that.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like minor guilds do that, but then you don't like minor guilds.
No. Order is an exception to minor guilds. I don't like minor guilds.
Is it a religious thing? Because that's unfair.
I mean, whatever.
The rats have their own religion. You just don't know about it.
Whatever. Last place.
By God.
All right, so.
Last place. No, sir, that's Nabs.
I also, every time I play Zach, it's a great game. Like, we always have fun.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Zach is so much fun to play.
But I always kind of go into the game like I'm going to lose. I try
to. Yeah, but not defeated though. Like when you play Johnny. No, you're already defeated when you go into Johnny.
When I look at Johnny. Johnny, you just have it deflated.
JK. Right.
It's just exhausting to play.
Just look at Johnny.
My game, too, is against another Milwaukee local of ours, Corey Rome. And you had said something right before that you asked me, said, have you played anybody not me, Butchers, in a tournament? I'm like, I don't think I have. So you kind of set the pace for that. And I was like, okay, Butchers, cool. Not Jesse.
Sweet.
Yeah. And he was just like getting me ready for the idea. Like, don't be surprised. You're going to play Butchers. It's not going to be me. So, which I was fine with. He was admittedly a little bit rusty. He said, I think they're like the store they were playing at or something had like, quit supporting it or the guys went to play other games or something, like the meta kind of like shriveled up a little bit. And so like this is a game you kind of need to work out your brain on it or, you know, like muscle. You got to play to keep it sharp.
Yeah, it's
so.
Competing with other games.
And not to say he's not good. He like it was a close game. I think it was like 12-9 or something. But basically I had kicked off with Scalpel and I had her tucked in cover and like there's a forest. And I kicked it over on the side. It was like Shank and the dog were over there or whatever. And he came in with Vet Ox because he's playing Vet Boar. And I was like, oh, cool. I played Vet Boar when he was a fucking asshole, basically. And not that afraid of him now. I feel like my Scalpel game's leveled up and he's been hit with the bat a little bit. So we'll work this. So he had pulled me in with Vet Ox with Scalpel. I'm like, well, now I got to go. And then I proceeded to solo Vet Ox with her and get the ball and fuck off with it. And then it was just like kind of this back and forth. I think I won the turn. I ended up giving him Ghast just to tie up Vet Boar because I'm like, this guy needs 2 S attacks if I have a say in it. And he proceeded to mulch through Ghast and Pelage with setup from his whole team, granted, but it was like, okay, holy shit. And then he was playing lane, which I never played into lane. Missed a goal, got a goal.
Isn't that
I ended
thing?
Up just like
he's supposed to get a goal.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, he went in for it. He went in for it, and he missed the berserk attack, so he didn't get his other attacks. So then he just like stole the ball and had to fuck off. So maybe he didn't miss it, but he missed the goal run, is what I should have said.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then it was like this back and forth. I put Shank in the box because I mean, admittedly, I think he said he forgot to heal him or something on the one before it. But then, you know, I had put some pretty good work in him because he played the card that got plus two moved to everybody. So when Pelage came back and she just came in hot, jogged up to Shank, set his ass up. I think maybe guessed somebody else put a little work in on him, and then Casket just tossed him in the VIP room. And then
Shank's favorite place.
Yeah, right. And I think I killed Meat Hook in that exchange, and then I got Wayne on his way back because he had Meat Hook in cover, and I think she's like, what, 9 hit points or something in cover. It was like 4-1, and then Lane's sitting over there with like 6. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, bud, time to take it for the dunk. But yeah, it was a good game.
So my second game was against a newer player. He's from Ohio, Columbus, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. He's from, or I think Max.
Is this
from
the Naus player?
Yeah, Max I think Ethan was his name. Yep. Yeah, really nice guy. It was a good game.
Yeah,
He let me know that he was a little bit newer, so I got to try and like you know give him some tips along the way. I didn't want to put myself out there too much, though. It was still a tournament game, but he played Navs. I played. He won the roll off and chose to receive, so I kicked off with Filet. And set Filet up like you would on turn one. I was playing Roast on Meat Hook, so I tooled her up and, you know, gave her the cheap charge. And he moved Fathom up, and I ended up killing Fathom on turn, the top of turn one. And then I got the ball from her. I killed the bird, Wander, scored a goal. So I got 7 points, with Filet, and then she just dodged and was kind of a pain in the ass. Then my team moved up. I was able to kill Azimuth, and then he got a goal. So, you know, I did a good job hiding the ball in cover. Kind of up the field, like Meat Hooks and counterattacks, because there's kind of a lot of one-inch melees along like Azimuth and Fathom, like directly in the fight. So I was able to exploit that. But no, it was a good game. Like I said, nice guy. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, I played him next because I was in the garbage. So by turn three or round three, I was playing him. So I was at the bottom at that point. And I gave him a choice because I rolled off and I won. Do you want to play a quick game? I'll play Yukai. Or do you want to play a slow game and I'll play Corsair? So I ended up playing Corsair because I knew that was a game that I could grind and win. And of course, the game went to clock. As I
you
do.
You clocked out?
As you are one to do.
I did not clock out, no. Okay. I actually, he was about to clock out and I was able to score the last point. I got a couple clock points. But basically, I just held on to the ball and grinded him out and hoped for a goal. So, yeah, and just sort of helped him along the way. Every little thing, I was like, this is why Navs are...
This is why this feels bad. This is why this feels
exactly,
bad.
Exactly. I was like, this is Navs, so I don't know. They hate...
Don't hate yourself. Hate the Navs. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so my game three was against Frenzak.
Yeah.
And like I said, I had brought Obulus to play in that matchup because I actually saw some legitimate strengths that trumped Scalpel in that matchup for me, at least in my opinion. And I had already admitted to him. I was like, yeah, he's here just for you. And by the way, I was dressed like him because Max decided to do a prize for a best dressed anniversary attire. And I went all out and went like a freaking Victorian tux and top hat and shit. You could probably see pictures of that online somewhere. Wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I was kind of a grind. I did a pretty good job first turn to mitigate Fangtooth by puppet mastering a quick-footed Fangtooth out of the way. But I don't know. I mean, it was kind of a grind. He surprised me with Brisket Legendary, kind of like he did in our game. Like, I knew about it in that game, so it was like a little more aware, but then just like the use of it, I was like, all right, yep, there's that.
There's cool. Like nothing you can do about it.
Right, that's why you need reps.
It's amazing.
Like everything on paper looks slightly different than what you're actually going to get.
Yeah.
You know.
No, and that's how he got me too, because I totally underestimated the amount of dodging and stuff that could happen. I don't even think he used
all the fighting power for me. I was like, you know, I knew like Fangtooth was scary, but and he didn't even play Benediction. He had Grace, Harry, and Spigot. But even Spigot can do pretty decent with Ford and that. So, but long story short, had a great game. We laughed, had a good time. I played pretty tight on clock. I had him pretty close. But, you know, I think a lot of it, or a good chunk of it, was draft mistakes. Probably could have picked somebody different. Like what we were talking about, Skulk can be played around pretty easily by Brisket. I mean, if I have her in the box, then fine. Skulk's going to fuck up
everyone Brisket's else, fast but. Enough that she can just avoid most things, because she's got 18 inches of dodge before she does anything else, and then sprints around like, hey, see you later, Skulk. I don't care about you, whatever.
So I think it was 12-4. I had Obulus on a goal run, but it was I didn't have a way to end the game.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so round three for me, I played the other guy, Ohio, Frank.
Blacksmith.
Yeah, Blacksmith. He was playing Anvil as his captain, so Anvil and Sledge, obviously. He played Ferris and Bolt, and he played Hearth and Vitz. So I played, he won the role and chose to receive. And I kicked off. I was playing Ox just because chew through those guys.
Meaty.
He was able to bunch up in some cover, right in front of his goal. And I was able to move up the pitch pretty unabated and kind of smashed into him on turn two with the Ox Legendary. And Anvil in cover with the Ox Legendary, I left 2 health. And then I had Boiler 4, and then I had Adonic Shank. He was able to get some cuts on Sledge, almost killed him with the dog. I scored a goal with Gutter. I grabbed it from Anvil. I grabbed it from Sledge, who was in the Sentinel. So he was able to play the plot card and turn a piece of forest into a fast ground. I was able to sprint up, grab the ball from Sledge over 2 attacks, and then just bang it in. And then he proceeded to live the dream with Sledge, where Anvil came up to Gutter, who had done her thing, and I was like, all right, yep, this is going to be fun.
He pointed for the fence babe.
He knocks her down, he singles her out, and then he goes with Hearth and gives Sledge instruction.
Oh, yeah.
So Sledge starts with 5 net hits and there proceeds to smash Gutter into oblivion.
Nice.
So that was pretty
fun. Yeah, everybody needs one of those in their career. I'm not saying place miss, but place miss once and do that.
Yeah.
The sledge
thing is so much fun.
Yeah. I remember the first time that actually happened.
And I did it to Roast one time.
That's what happens.
And I felt really bad because they were a pretty casual player, but I was like, okay.
I was able to just grind him out, get enough kills. Boar did some work for me in that game. I just kind of ran headfirst into him. I knew he wasn't super experienced, so I kind of just felt comfortable going into him. He had been playing for a little while.
And you had the big game swagger. I've been here before.
I felt more comfortable going in and not worrying too much about gotchas on his side.
Right.
Well, they don't really want to.
I was comfortable just trying to smash up against that armor and take it away. So.
Sure. So my round 4 was against Anthony. He was playing Union.
Vet Rage, right?
Vet Rage, yep. And then I decided to play Yukai and kick. Now, the reason I chose to kick is because I kind of knew Anthony wouldn't know what I would do on a kick. So I kicked with Sakana, Vet Sakana.
Okay.
And I was basically waiting for the fancy footwork, which is really tough. I moved Sakana forward to get in range and then charged in.
What's fancy footwork on?
3.
And he's a 5-tack anatomical.
He's a 5-tack anatomical. Okay. So he's charging, I think, Minx, who's a 4-0.
Okay.
And I ended up getting that, and I got a shot on, and then this is me kicking, mm-hmm. right? And I don't do that with Yukai typically.
Right.
I usually want to receive. I give it to Fathom. Fathom gets a goal.
Fathom.
Yeah, and I don't think I had Fathom that game. So from there, I kind of had the tempo already because I had just gotten the ball. And then I put Sakana on his side. I jumped over his line so that he would crowd into that so that I could sort of surround him near his goal. And so any attempt to try and kill the ball, if he had tried to do that, which he didn't really, would have been negated by all of my people.
Right, because you already edged in on his territory.
Yeah, because I care more about models that can get the ball off of other models. Mm-hmm. So like, I need the ball to score, so I value that higher
ball
than
ball retrieval. Right. Yeah, I think the staple of a good ball hand.
Right. So, and I'm so used to you guys like knowing that you have to kill the ball against me. So when I play against these guys, I play into them like they're going to kill the ball. And when they don't, I have all the agency to do whatever I want.
Right, because you're already planned for the worst and like.
Right, exactly. So I had kind of already known that he was going to not know that I was going to do that. Okay. And had he not done that, like then I would have had a rough game because he was taking out my guys pretty quickly near the middle of the game.
Yeah, Rage's team is pretty scary.
Rage will do that.
The highlight of that game was he had forgotten to kill, or he had not thought that he could kill a model. And so instead he was dealing with the ball. And then I was easily able to get the ball, use Yukai's legendary to go fathom 10 inches and get a snap in or snapshot. So, yeah.
One thing I forgot about our game, there was a point where I had 9 momentum and I still lost the bid by 8.
So we had
I'll let that sink in for a second. Momentum? Like, this fucking Vet Rage team was ridiculous. And I had played Never Say Die and had 2 people die, and then he triggered like Rising Anger off of freaking Ghast and some other shit. I was like, I'm sitting safe. And then he just fucking rolled it. Oh. But anyways. Then my game 4 was into Fox Valley Troy. He was playing Engineers.
The Ballista
Ballista. And I was feeling pretty confident because I know Scalpel is good into Rivet. And also, I was kicking, so I felt pretty confident about that. So I had messed up like a goal run initially because he like passed the ball around a little bit and got it to Ratchet. And I was like, that's the best place for me to snag it. And I kind of messed up some activation order stuff on my voodoo strings with her, as I do when I rush, which is one thing I've learned. I can like kind of shorten my initial activation so I can spend more time on her activation. But anyways, kind of went back and forth. He had missed a game or a goal with Nomad, which basically ended up costing him the game. I think he had 2 goals and had killed Dird, so he's at 9. And I had a goal with Scalpel towards the end, I think, to win it. Yeah, because she had 2 goals. I was balling so hard with her because I went in and got the 1 and then bugged out way to the left. And then he kind of left her alone, and then there was a point where I was up on momentum or influence, so I just threw her 1 in case I got it to her.
Have you played Troy before?
Yeah, we played once or twice. I think
you played when you went up to Appleton.
He had me on a gotcha from Locust where I didn't realize he had reanimate, and I was taking momentous damage for days and could have. Yeah, it was fun. Not a dig against him, but it was like, yeah, won't forget that, bud. We played a couple times.
Troy's a good guy. He's fun to play against for sure.
He's good. He doesn't like Scalpel. He admittedly said he doesn't hate playing me, but he hates playing Morticians. Despite the fact that he wants to steal my Mortician's World Champ ball, he's like, that thing's freaking awesome. I can't find it, and it's painted awesome. So don't be surprised if it goes missing. I'm like, dude, now I know where to look, but that's fine. I appreciate the compliment.
So my last game was against our own Zach Gray, and he was playing the Order, and I lost the roll. He opted to kick, so I got to receive with Ox.
The dream.
Yeah, right? first time that day. I played Ox. I played pretty much my standard Ox lineup. I play Ox, Princess, Boiler, Shank, and Vet Gutter, and then kind of a flex slot. I like to play Boar in that, just because I think Boar is so much fun. He's Pain Train. And I played Roast instead for some cheap charges and a good ball holder, just for resilience. And he kicked off with Mist and was able to get a turn or first activation goal.
Mm.
And then
good man
dodged Mist back up because I'm just so bad to do with anything with the ball. Yeah. I can't hold the ball to save my life.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Soft hands.
And he dodged back, kind of kept Mist safe, and then I gave it to Boiler, and he proceeded to dodge Spigot up from his goal line. I was trying to steal the ball from Boiler on my goal line. I did not know that they had that kind of crazy movement shenanigans, so that was fun to see. And he got the tackle on Boiler. Boiler was able to counterattack and knock him down and knocked Spigot down right in front of my line and scattered the ball just like a couple inches in front of him. So the ball was still in my vicinity. He couldn't get it anymore. And then I just had Spigot to chew on. So roughed him up, killed him turn one, and then won the turn. I had Ox up a little too far, and I saw Fangtooth kind of hanging back there. But with the ball of light, I was like, get him out. So I passed him the ball. And dodged him back outside of the Fangtooth, and I was able to get the Legendary going. I went up to kill Mist with five attacks with Fangtooth right next to him. This is a guy. Is Mist a guy? Mist is a guy. All right. I went up to kill Mist, and I left him on three because I biffed one attack when I popped Fangtooth's resilience. And then Boiler proceeded to walk up to Fangtooth and him alive with four influence.
Weird.
Because I did the they tough as well, so I just took away his all his armor. No, I didn't even need that with Boiler.
This is weird to me because, like, Fangtooth, I don't know.
I needed eight damage on my last swing, and I was able to get it. Yeah. So it was probably not a high
eight damage.
Butchers, man.
Under the Legendary.
Under the Legendary. Princess, Legendary, double tool.
No princess. That was the thing, yeah.
Wow.
But it was just bonus times and knock him down because he's already two defense and then Ox was crowding him out. But it probably wasn't a great odds takeout, but it worked out. And then, we just kind of fought in the middle for a little bit. I was able to hide the ball on Roast, but just didn't have the punching power or the wherewithal or skill. Beat Zach. Ended up winning it like 7.
Well, Zach's good.
So. Yeah, Zach's a very good player. He's been playing for a while.
And plays a lot.
He plays a lot. He plays a lot of different guilds. Yeah, he's very experienced in a lot of different play styles.
He's been around since the beginning.
Yeah, he's OG.
Like, he's like Longshanks number 10
first
or
gen.
7
yeah,
or
no
something.
Kidding, right?
Yeah. So, but he's super nice guy. It was a great game. That was our tournament. And then you went home. You got best dressed.
So yeah, I got best dressed.
And a bottle of fake-ass champagne.
Yeah, like a $40 gift card. I got some poor fellows for my Lannisters.
Yeah, there you go.
Into Sigmar if I ever play that again. I'm pretty stuck on Guild Ball right now. But, you know, there's low points where you got to mix it up for a second. So
that's just kind of where we're at. We got a good thing going, traveling around.
Yeah. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, and with that, I'm Dark Tone. This has been Dark Touts.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Same bat time, same bat channel.